Hey, everybody, yeah. We're Mattmas.
Blah, blah, blah. We're on the radio, right? So I can't cuss. Can you hear me right now, you people?
You guys can hear us?
So you can barely hear me, huh? No, I'm not kidding. Like, if it's not loud enough, yeah? Getting there? All right, cool. Let's keep going. Yeah. I see a lot of thumbs moving up in the air that say, make it louder, please. Then they're pointing over there in front of the speakers where they're not, and because they've just figured out we're not in front of the speakers. Well, of course, it's not very loud. Okay, so from those of you who are in cars right now, is it loud enough?
Honk if it's loud enough. Beautiful.
Okay, actually, right. Now I just like to hear a lot of honking.
Beautiful. Man, this place
You guys,
rocks.
We've achieved our dream of playing in a parking lot.
All right, so all love to Wave Farm, to Galen and Jeff and everybody that's been working to make this happen. Love to Greenville Drive-In.
National Cemetery.
Love to all of y'all for
parking
voting with your bodies
and
being here. We're Mattmas from Baltimore. And, we're fucking honored.
Oh, God, I said the bad thing. All right,
we're honored.
Who's well-behaved?
We're a bunch of...
That's right, it's me.
We're a
bunch
of...
Who's badly behaved? It's you.
Yeah, sorry.
For those of you at home, that's Martin, who is well-behaved.
Yeah, and the tenured professor
and
is the...
Dr. Professor
toilet
Daniel
mouth here.
Is a toilet mouth.
Sorry. All right, I'll meet you in the men's room later.
Man, it is really hard to know where to look in this situation.
Everyone's so beautiful.
At the cars... Yeah, this is weird. I know what I'll do. I'll play a balloon. So if you're ever in an awkward situation, we'll be right back. Oh, the dignity of it all.
Thanks, y'all. That one was from 98. I hear the 90s are back. Pants are big.
What else? What else is like the 90s? We're playing a song from, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I was called Stupid Fombaloo. It was named by someone who was 4 years old then, who is now 39.
He looked at Martin one day and said, "You're a stupid Fombaloo."
That is a true story. And we were like, "That's a good name, kid. And you're not getting any of the 39 cents in royalties." That's what they're called. I don't know what they're called because I've never gotten one. Because this music, it doesn't matter.
Aw.
Did I just hear an aw?
Martin, do you need a hug?
You.
Hey, on the radio, can't say that bad word.
Sorry, that's not very nice. Drew played in a theater one time with a bunch of 9-year-olds who were, there was some famous person, who was it?
We don't need to rinse them out.
Okay, some famous person's
son. Some famous person's 9-year-old child was in a
band.
Pop punk band that got put on the bill, and I didn't realize that I was wearing my soft sculpture penis and doing raps about fellatio because I had been told that it was a house music concert. And so a bunch of 9-year-olds watched me do really not okay stuff. And then later in the dressing room, a little girl, adorable, came up to me and said, "What you did was inappropriate."
So to all of you listening at home on the radio, what I said was inappropriate.
We're very sorry. Okay.
So the next song.
Do you guys like the U.S. government?
Yeah.
Yeah, the U.S. government, right? We love
very,
the U.S. government.
It's very hard to get excited about the United States government
But they paid us to make this album that we're about to play. So as much as they suck, like, we are very grateful. Thanks, Joe Biden. Genocide Joe, love ya. Keep it coming.
What we actually mean is that
the Smithsonian bought Folkways, and Folkways asked us to make a record out of their 75th anniversary. So in honor of that, we were given the keys to the kingdom, and we chopped up, you know, tons of LPs from the 50s and 60s, and that is what you are about to hear.
For what that's worth.
Sound. sound. The source of every 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 sound is a vibrating body. Body. Vibrating body. Vibrating body. The source of every sound. Body. Body.
Sound.
Body. Body.
Sound. Sound.
Less sound. Less sound.
Sound.
Less sound. Less sound.
Sound.
Less sound. Less sound.
Thank you. Music or noise.
Thanks, y'all.
Oh, that's a big field to run around all of a sudden.
Not so heart smart.
I think doing exercise is considered heart smart, actually.
Nothing is safe anymore.
Yeah. That's the world we live in.
Yeah,
nothing
alas.
Is safe.
You know what's especially not safe? Making bad music. Because art gets judged. For example.
So I have a 7-inch here by a band called, what are they called? Bread. And do they suck? Yes. Oh, geez, I did it again. I'm so sorry, community members. I just feel so passionately about how bad Bread is. They're the kind of people who own a house up here. And they're aiming, the crosshairs are crossing my temple right now. Because one of these yacht-owning, insert, passionate, man, it's really hard to not to cuss. My father was a sailor and my mother was a sailor. And they, oh my God, Bread on the cover of this record, they're sailors. Look, they're dressed in little sailor suits.
It says, it don't matter to me, not a care in the world, Bread.
Well, you know what I'm going to do with this record? I'm going to smash it to little pieces because I hate them. I hate Bread, and I destroy all of their records. First, I'll show you what I did when I was a teenager. I used to go into record stores, and I would slide my little thumb into the little slot, and I would go. And then I'd walk to another section. And I would leave all those records alone because none of them are horrible like Bread. That's right. No one will be listening to Call on Me. Oh, look, another one. Let's see. What's this? Bread. Down on My Knees. Well, it's not going to save you this time, Bread.
It's like Nuremberg, yeah, you know.
Except no one gave me orders for this. It was my idea. All right.
Where's the good one, though?
All right, and then we do make better music with it by doing this. I'm not saying this is good. I'm just saying it's better than Bread. give you a higher pluck.
I grabbed.
That's how you break bread.
That's how you take out the trash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate them so much.
We do hate them. It's okay to be a hater, you know? You can be honest.
It's okay to hate bad things. And I just...
Like fascism. Anyone... Like genocide.
Young people out there, it's okay to hate bad things.
I mean, you know, we lead from a place
Old
of love.
Old people,
but
you're so full of hate already. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't deny it. All right.
Use the hate. Feel it. Feel it. That's right.
I can't... I did just spend 4 days at a heavy metal festival in Baltimore. I went to Death Fest, and I really like metal, you know. So, say that bad word.
Oh, I need that black suitcase. I forgot the thing.
What black suitcase?
It's in the car.
It's in the car.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay. So I want to thank, in particular, Rodney Greenblatt. Because I met Rodney in Montreal, where I was born. We were performing, and this super sweet guy showed up and started talking to us, and he was incredibly sincere and incredibly kind. And one index of that kindness is that he gave us a hand-painted, hand-carved whistle that's piercingly loud. It's incredibly unpleasant. And we love this whistle, and it's in our bedroom. And pretty much every day, I know I'm on the radio, it's not going to go there. Pretty much every day, either myself or Martin will grab this whistle and sort of hoot through the whole house, and then the other will, like, call back, like we were little bush babies in the forest, kind of saying, like, I am here. So, you know, thank you, Rodney Greenblatt, for your art and for your kindness. See, it's not all hate. It's there's love. All right, and there's metal. Metal. Here we go.
Don't make me come back there.
Conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot to Negative Land, to Rodney Allen Greenblatt, to Wave Farm, to everybody in this drive-in. We love you. We are Mammoths. Thank you.